Tomas, we are back, my friend. You know what that means? Time for a little bit more Tasty Live with this market measure. Even the S&P is down 6. NASDAQ down 115. Other side of the coin, Russell up almost 8, 7.5. Dow up 169. Volatility up by 10 cents as foretold.
As foretold. That cracks me up. As foretold.
Bonds up 13.
I hate that. We had them. I had them.
Oil unchanged.
I mean, I'm out of my bond positions and the note positions, but I wanted them to continue to go higher.
I wanted more.
I did. I wanted more.
You didn't want the chance to reload today.
That's right.
I understand.
I'm looking through all our positions here. Ulta. How do I have an Ulta position on? Was that one of your ideas?
No, probably a viewer's.
Because it's got a little Batista in it. Or was that a Nikki bad idea?
Could be. Who do you want to blame?
I'd like to blame a Batista.
You would like to, it seems like you're searching down that that way. Yes.
I would like to blame a Batista.
Partial, by the way.
Partial? Okay.
Partial.
There you go. Take a fill, Phil.
Are you just rolling down a call spread?
Yeah, just rolling down a call spread. The settlement overnight was basically unchanged.
Unbelievable.
Up a dollar.
Nobody had that on their bingo card.
Nobody had up a dollar on their bingo card with almost a $50 expected move or whatever it was.
Yep.
That's from our buddy Brad. Good stuff, Brad. Thank you. Making my life a lot easier.
So that Ulta spread that you were just aggravated about, you're down 8 cents on. Mid price is 172. You sold it at 164.
I know. I'm just complaining. I don't like to lose. I mean,
it's a $5 wide iron condor. Show a little intestinal fortitude. You're the godfather of option trading. For
I am a winner, not a loser.
I mean, iron condors move 8 cents. They're slow moving.
I'm a winner.
You're a wiener, all right?
I'm a wiener. Okay, let's do this. We put together a segment today called Market Cap Meltdowns. It's not like the kind of meltdown you're used to, which is like you just melting down on a Friday. I can't take it anymore. I don't like this kind of pizza.
I don't like this guy.
I don't like this guy. I can't take this person anymore. Who left their cup here?
Bob's Pizza is on your mind. I'm not going to lie.
No, I like Bob's Pizza.
No, you don't. No, you don't.
I didn't have breakfast today.
Oh, you didn't?
No, because I was just working out, and I didn't.
You were doing kettles?
Yeah. I was working out, and I didn't have time to get breakfast. So
you're running late because you're very busy in the morning. You got to do a lot of filming and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. I know. Yeah. A lot of things going on this morning. A
lot of things.
Anyway, at this point in the morning, before Scott comes on and ruins everything, we like to talk about all the events we have coming up.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I would spend a lot of time yesterday. We had a couple of our buddies in from overseas and who are going to be at our London event with us. So we were just chatting up a bunch of stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. If you're coming to London, we put together a fun little game for you at the event. You better study up on your London trivia. As I learned some stuff yesterday that I'm going to include.
Couldn't even pronounce some of the stuff you were learning.
Doesn't matter what I can pronounce and what I can't pronounce.
I was sitting there. Okay.
No, I was just doing it to make you feel better about it.
Oh, is that...
We'll be in Seattle on May 18th.
How would that read this?
Exactly.
So he'll understand.
We'll be in Seattle on May 18th. That was the home of last year's outdoor hockey game, the Winter Classic. They had Hart. Is it Hart? Yeah, Hart. Hart.
A little trivia for you.
Yeah, a little Hart trivia.
Mm-hmm.
And it was good to hear them. I haven't heard them. I think I saw Hart play in 1980-something.
Listen, you thought you were at the Fillmaurice when you were 12 years old.
No, I knew I was there at the Fillmaurice. You know, Dickie Betts died yesterday.
I know.
And
Allman Brothers, right?
Yeah. And kind of one of the founders. Yeah. And no, but live at the Fillmaurice, I was like 14 years old when that came out. So we were not allowed to go to New York City to go to see a concert with Hell's Angels being kind of.
But you remember being there?
No, I was not there. But I remember playing that album 10,000 times. but Dickie Betts died. I have seen the Allman Brothers.
Rest in peace.
Yes. And Dickie Betts playing on that red guitar, he was great. So, a little rest in peace to Dickie Betts. Mm-hmm. How old do you think he was?
How old do I think he was?
Dickie Betts.
80?
Yeah. 80. Good guess.
What's he, 80?
I think Greg Allman's still alive. Is he? No, maybe he's not. I don't know. Maybe he's not. He was the one married to Cher, right? No, he's dead. Yeah. That was the weirdest relationship ever.
Yeah, look at your People magazine to find out.
He died in 2017.
Greg Allman, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, so I don't even know who's left there. They're all dead.
Are they? I thought there was one Allman.
No. Dwayne died in a motorcycle accident. And then,
he was in his 20s, wasn't he?
Yeah. And then Butch Trucks, I think he was the drummer. I think he died a long time ago, too. I don't know. Mm. But crazy. Anyway. And we move on. We move on. Next step.
Market measure, building portfolio.
No, no, no. So I was going to say
come over here.
I got sidetracked. But we'll be out in Seattle on May 18th. It is going to be a great show. And we need to have a packed house out there. So if you're anywhere around or near the Seattle area, if you're in Portland or you're somewhere else out in Washington, Oregon, anywhere out in that.
Not Portland, Maine.
Not Portland, Maine. But if you're in the Pacific Northwest, we would love you to come on out to the Seattle event. It's the only time we're going to be out there this year. It's a long event. It's got tons of content. It'd be awesome if you can make it. And we are, you know, super looking forward to it. So that's it.
See you there.
Yep. You can sign up at tastylive.com/events. In London, we'll be there June 8th. And in Chicago, we'll be back there on July 13th. It's the same event at all these places. If you can't make it to any of the live events, we're planning on doing a digital version later this year at the end of our last events. Last event's November 3rd. So after that, in Dallas, we'll do a digital version. But you probably won't get that until December. So, and there's a lot of good content here. So we'd love you to come out to one of the live events. And then also, don't forget, when you're at tastylive.com/events, please sign up for Geeks. It's no risk. There's no cost. And if you ever want to get this, if you're not signed up in advance, there will be no second chances. It's a one-time sign-up. Sign up between now and June 27th, even though we're streaming on June 29th, and you will have Geeks forever. It's in your digital wallet. It'll be held on a private blockchain, and eventually you'll be able to transfer it to the Tasty crypto wallet. But right now, we're just going to hold it on a private blockchain. You can get to it anytime you want, and it's yours.
Very good.
And someday when we're all in another trading floor somewhere in a different world, maybe Tony's version will be worth something. But it might be your first digital collectible.
I'm looking forward to it.
Anyway, a whole team's there, and they all write in different stuff, and they're very competitive. So I think you're going to love this thing. All right, let's do it. You ready?
I'm ready.
921 in the West Loop of Chicago. Here we go. Market cap meltdowns. Market cap meltdowns.
Market cap meltdown.
Yeah, that means that's not market. That's market cap of individual stocks. Okay? So we're not looking at how much did the market meltdown. We're looking at how much did an individual stock meltdown. Let's go to the first slide, John. Trading is all about understanding and accepting risk. Historically, for option sellers like us, the largest risks come from sudden down moves. To help us form reasonable expectations for future large moves, let us ask, what have been some of the most extreme cases of downside risk in major equities in the past decade? Extreme cases based on based on percentage, extreme cases based on actual market cap numbers. You want to take a flyer?
Netflix had a...
There you go. Netflix could... I personally, of my memory for the last 10 years, if I had to pick these, I'm going to say Netflix, the time it basically fell out of bed. Mm-hmm. Meta, the time it fell out of bed. Tesla, what do you think? Tesla, maybe?
Oof.
Facebook, not Facebook, I'm sorry, Meta, Netflix, I'm going to say Tesla, Zoom.
Oh, Zoom's a good one.
Zoom, and I need one
Golly
more.
Golly.
I need one more.
Maybe a pharmaceutical something? Maybe I missed something?
I got it.
What?
Meme, think meme stock.
Oh, AMC?
No.
What?
I think it would have to be GameStop.
Oh, maybe GME. Yeah,
traded
maybe.
600. It's like 15
yep,
now.
Yep, yep.
Could be Beyond Meat.
Could be Beyond Meat.
Could be Tilray.
Yeah.
Last decade, all those. But I'm going to go with the big guys. Zoom. Netflix.
Could be Tilray, too.
Tesla.
There's a
Meta.
Few in there.
Yeah. GameStop, probably. I don't know. Let's see. Let's, next slide, first slide. Oh, this study, using the past 20 years of data in 24 major underlyings and a handful of meme stocks, okay, looked for the largest drops in total market cap over 1 week or 30 days. We examined both these in absolute dollar terms and percentage of lost market cap. All right, this will be fun. See if we're anywhere close. Let's go to the next slide. 7 day drawdowns, the worst. Meta. Yeah, that Meta drop.
Boeing.
That cost me. Zoom's on here. Boeing, forgot about that one. Exxon, forgot about that one. And GME is on here on a percentage term. GME lost 44%. That's the biggest.
That's a big one. That's
but Meta losing $175 billion, that's huge.
Sure.
I would have thought Netflix was on there the time it melted down.
Me too.
And yeah,
I
would have thought Netflix and Tesla. But okay, there's some good ones. No doubt about it.
We'll take their word for it.
Yeah. Let's go to the next slide. This is 30-day drawdowns. Meta, the worst, $251 billion. Wow, 30%. GameStop, 51%. Oh, here's Netflix, $54 billion. Microsoft, I forgot about that one. That was a big one.
Yeah, $178 billion. Wow.
Yeah, CVX, I never would have had that. But Microsoft, Netflix, GameStop, and Meta, they all kind
of... All the analysts were probably out of these stocks when this happened, right? Because obviously they know about these stocks.
Obviously.
See behind the curtain and everything.
Obviously. But this is very interesting and very kind of appropriate for days like today. I mean, you know, you've mm-hmm. got... You finally have a stock like, well, Netflix down $42. NVIDIA, which has had a huge... well, it's 100-point sell-off at least. AMD, which has dropped over $50 with 25%. You know, there's some sell-offs in here.
Yep, yep.
Apple, almost a 25% drop. Is it 25% in Apple? Let's see. Where is Apple? No, not quite, but 20%. Let's go to the next slide. Takeaways. When a sell-off hits, it can hit hard and fast. Larger cap, major underlyings tend to be more stable, but major business changes can even move them. Facebook becoming Meta saw one of the most sudden idiosyncratic losses of market caps in history. Selling naked puts and diversified underlyings has been one of the most profitable strategies over the past decades, but outside down moves can make them very dangerous. Make sure when you're selling premium to keep your position sizing and or define risk as appropriate for your ability to absorb an unexpected move. That is correct, Mr. Batista.
Yes, yes, sir. Good little study. But you know what? I got to let you go, Sadhav. You know why? Because it's Friday. And every Friday, we go to Mr. Scott Sheridan, as we do every day. But today is special, Sadhav. Do you want to know why?
Yeah, why?
Because he's going to take phone calls today, 855-238-2789 or 855-BE-TASTY. So give us a buzz. You light him up. We'll go to phone calls quicker than we normally do. Give us a buzz. We'll be back in 90 seconds. Phone number will be below.
The content of this podcast is created, produced, and provided solely by Tasty Life, Inc. and does not represent the direct views or opinions of any of its affiliated companies. This content is for informational and educational purposes only. It is not, nor is it intended to be trading or investment advice or a recommendation that any security, futures contract, digital asset, other product, transaction, or investment strategy is suitable for any person. Trading securities, futures products, and digital assets involve risk and may result in a loss greater than the original amount invested. Tasty Live Inc., through its content, financial programming, or otherwise, does not provide investment or financial advice or make investment recommendations. The information provided may not be appropriate for all investors and is provided without respect to individual investor financial sophistication, financial situation, investing time horizon, or risk tolerance. Tasty Live Inc. is not a licensed financial advisor, registered investment advisor, registered broker-dealer, or registered introducing broker.